Studio by our West Bend High School reporters this morning. At least we'll see how Maddie does, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what. Maddie's out there. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Maddie. I'm a senior at West Bend East. This is my first time on the radio, so Andrew called me up last night and asked me to come on.
I know, I feel bad. It was 9 o'clock, and I called her, and I'm like, hey, Maddie, do you want to come on the radio with me tomorrow and want to be an East reporter? Because I couldn't find anyone who was East junior girl who wanted to do it. So Maddie seems like the perfect person for it, even though she's a senior.
Even though she, you can't have everything, right?
Yeah.
So what are your interests?
Well, I'm in choir with Andrew. So we've been together in choir since freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the musicals together, too. And I play tennis. So I have tennis today, actually. I'm not going to be in school.
And you're not even going to be in school?
No.
Oh. So you got up early for nothing, or did you have to get up early to get the bus?
No, actually, I just got up early for this.
I feel so bad. She's like, oh, I don't know, Andrew. Like, today's my only day to sleep in. And I'm like, well, I think we have off on the 20th, so you can sleep in another 17 days.
We'll see. There you go. Well, thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, no problem.
We look forward to seeing you on a regular basis.
Yes.
So, all right. So, first of all, the other thing I guess I should mention is that Andrew was with Noah and I on Saturday afternoon at the bed races. Regner Park, had a fun time.
Oh, it was so fun. I was so happy to be there and for such a great cause too. And I love seeing all the beds and, you know, all the racing, and even though some of them broke down, but that's okay.
Well, they got it back together and finished, and mm-hmm. So that was good. It was a good time. And raise some money, raise some awareness for
I hope next
Carl's
year.
Place.
Next year should be really huge, too. I'd love to see some more teams come up against, especially the West Bend Police Department. I want to see some people go up against them and see if they can beat them.
See, I'm going to start bugging people who come in as guests about getting teams together right away.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kenny from the West Bend Fire was in yesterday. I'm like, yeah, you got to have a team to compete against the cops next year.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. But let's talk about what's going on at schools.
Should we just start off with homecoming then?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's next week.
Okay. Do you want to say the first date or the first theme?
The first theme is Monster Monday.
Ooh, okay. That's going to be fun.
Is that costume or energy drink?
Oh, you know, that would be funny. That's a really good idea. You know, let's dress up as Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah. A lot of people don't really like that theme that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's getting close to Halloween. Monster Monday works.
I'll be Godzilla. I'll do that. And then we have Tuesday. That's Dynamic Duo Day. We always have that one every year. I still have to find someone to do my Dynamic Duo with. Do you have anyone, Maddie?
Not yet, no.
Not yet? Okay. We will get back to you on that.
Okay, keep us posted.
What's Wednesday?
Wednesday's Wisconsinite Wednesday.
That'll be fun, wearing all your Badger stuff or your Packers. Thursday is Throwback Thursday, so I don't know, I'll probably do some 80s or 90s something. Maybe I'll do what's his name? Justin Timberlake with the frosted tips the 90s. Justin Timberlake, that'll be fun, maybe.
And then Friday is School Spirit Day, so we all dress up in East gear or West gear, and then we have our pep rally that day too.
And the game is Friday night, East versus West.
Super exciting. And that also, well, I feel kind of bad because on Friday we have our pep assembly, and I might have to miss it a little bit. I don't know, because I have to do some filming for Decorum Elementary School, and I might have to, you know, miss out a little bit on the pep rally. So I'm going to, hustle over there real quick.
Okay. And the dance is Saturday night.
Yes.
And then the parade is also on the 13th prior to the homecoming game.
Oh, that's Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Okay. It's right after school.
And then do you want to announce what the theme of the homecoming dance is?
The theme is homecoming, emphasis on the home, because Wizard of Oz theme, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Because they had that little yellow brick road and everything.
Not like Spider-Man Homecoming?
No.
That would have been so creative. Oh,
see,
my gosh.
We should have done that.
Yeah, see?
No, this is a fun one.
Okay. All right. What else is going on?
Do you want to talk about Senior Day?
Senior Day? It's this Thursday, and it's basically just a time when we can all go and get help on college applications and answering questions about financial aid and scholarships and talk about careers and just get some help on, essays and personal statements and all that cool college stuff.
That's Thursday, October 5th, during the whole day of the school day. And every senior is required to go to it. So it's going to be really beneficial for everyone just to kind of get a little guidance of what's kind of going on into the next coming year.
And well, and re-guidance on your potential college plan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's still a mess right now.
Well,
Maddie, did you ever say what you wanted to do to college? Go for college for?
I'm kind of looking into engineering right now.
Really?
But yeah.
Okay. At what school?
Right now I'm looking at Valpo or a couple schools in St. Louis too.
Oh.
So
okay.
Or just Madison. Undecided.
Or just Madison.
Yeah.
It's never just Madison. Oh, yeah. From somebody who graduated from there. It's never just Madison. Just saying. Okay. Anyway. All right. What else is going on?
So we can talk about the West Bend High School bands. They participated this year in the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That was this summer, I believe.
And a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago. And Sarah Rupnick, the development coordinator for the Alzheimer's Association of Southeastern Wisconsin, has finally released the final results of the walk. They had over 700 walkers there, and they raised over $108,000.
Wow.
And thanks to also part of the West Bend High School band who marched in it and played and kind of pepped everybody up. So, you know, big good congratulations to the high school band for helping out with such a good cause.
I think that was the 16th of October, maybe somewhere, or September. I mean, somewhere around there. Anyway,
yeah.
It was a few weeks ago. Anyway.
A few weeks ago.
Anyway, okay.
You want to talk about Family Promise?
Yeah, the West Bend High School and Family Promise have teamed up to start a tutoring program in the community held at the local Family Promise in West Bend. And unexpectedly, 14 teachers have signed up to tutor every Thursday, and more may come in the following weeks.
Wow. We should have talked to Kathleen about that on Saturday.
I know.
I didn't even think about it.
I believe it was one of the teachers was Tanya Lohr, who was also part of that. And, good... good congratulations to them, and you know, shows what a real good teacher is who wants to go out of their way to spend a night and help any kid that they can.
You bet, absolutely. And Family Promise, of course, is a great, great program, as we know. So, what else is going on?
Do you want to talk sports?
Sure.
Let's talk sports.
All right.
East Soccer is at West Bend tonight playing. Oh, who are they playing?
I don't know who they're playing.
I forgot.
They're at 5 p.m. at the soccer field, and also volleyball is
okay.
At 5:15.
Yeah.
So then we can, do you want to talk about what you're doing today with tennis?
Yeah, today I have subsectionals for tennis at Pleasant Valley Tennis and Fitness Club. So how that works is we all play today at subsectionals, and if we win, we go to sectionals in, I think, Fox Valley on Thursday. And if we win on Thursday, we go to state in Madison.
Cool.
So, yeah, I have that today.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And then they'll switch over to West sports. We're at Slinger tonight. So soccer begins at 5 p.m. And as well as volleyball, they begin at 5 p.m. as well. And then we'll talk about the swimming team. They have their meet tonight at Homestead. And that starts at 6 p.m. So if anyone is interested in any sports tonight, there you go. That's all of it.
Swim team has done very well this year.
That's what I've heard. That is what I've heard. And they've been doing really well.
Yeah.
And now that they're a co-ed team and, you know, really, you know, connected together and stuff.
Yeah. It seems like it's been a good thing.
Yeah.
I get that because Bill's daughter is on the swim team.
Oh, really?
Bill from the Buzz Country studio next door. Yeah, his daughter's on the swim team.
Yeah.
So I hear about that. So what else is going on?
I think that's all we have for today.
The play is cast.
I am Matthew Maul, which is super exciting. Let me pull up the dates here. Actually, I totally forgot about the play. But rehearsals are going on right now. It's super, super hard work. It's a lot of hard work. And what's different about the play this year is that it's black box. And if someone doesn't know what black box is, that is when the audience is up on stage with you. And therefore, it's kind of harder for the actors on stage because you'll have to have that extra depth of character because now people are closer to you. They can see more, you know, what your facial expressions are exactly. They can see how you're feeling on the inside. So if anyone is wanting to come to our play this year, House of the Seven Gables, that is November 16th at 7 p.m., November 17th at 7 p.m., and we're doing two shows on November 18th, that's at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Tickets for students and seniors are $8, and adults are $10. And you can pick any of these tickets up in the next coming weeks here from the West Bend High School Bookkeeper or at Glacier Hills Credit Union South. And so you want to get your tickets early because since it's Black Box and you're on the stage with us, there's the audience is limited to 100 guests per performance. So make sure to get your tickets early if you want to come see this amazing show.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Okay. Well, I suppose I should let you guys get back to what you're doing for your day. Anything else on the list or did we cover everything?
Let me see. I think there's one more thing I got to read here.
Okay.
Okay, it's for the West Bend Theater Company and the Christmas Carol. So auditions are all but upon us, and people can find the scripts, character descriptions, and details at westbendtheaterco.com. And everyone should sign up on the website for the auditions just so they know how many people are coming. It helps them to plan the audition process better, and people register in advance is just going to be good for them. Anyway, you don't have to stay the entire 4 hours of the rehearsal or the audition time. They're from 3 to 7 today or on the 5th. So if anyone out there in the community wants to be part of just a great community theater experience, they can come anytime between 3 and 7 today to the Christmas Carol auditions.
And the show has moved this year. The performances have moved.
Yes. So it's not at the Masonic Lodge anymore. It is at the West Bend High School. And therefore, it's kind of a joint connection between the West Bend Choral Department of the high school and also the West Bend Theater Company. And so if anyone wants to know anything about the auditions, people can sing a song that they know very well, which showcases their voice, and then they will read from a script as asked by the director during the audition process. So it's just going to be a fun and friendly audition. So don't worry, you know, don't get stage fright or anything. You'll be fine. There's over 40 roles available, some with solo singing, some with acting. You know, there's chorus parts. Anyone who wants to just get a little, you know, a little experience
little
in theater.
Taste of theater, there you go.
Join the right. Christmas Carol.
All right, sounds good. Maddie, thank you for coming in. Great to meet you.
It was nice meeting you too.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks. Andrew, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Oh yeah, you'll see me.
All right, sounds good, you guys. Thanks very much, our West Bend High School reporters, Maddie and Andrew. We will rewind on this third day of October.